West ISD's elementary school used to just be for students in preschool through third grade. But after the intermediate school got destroyed in last year's fertilizer blast, West Elementary had to take on the fourth and fifth graders as well. Deanna Mays is the librarian at West Elementary. She says the school had to expand its library to accommodate the older kids and take in book donations.
I had 16,000 books to go through and process to add third through fourth and fifth grade books.
Which would have been a lot for one librarian to handle. Fortunately for Ms. Mays, she had the help of student workers.
It was a mess. I had boxes of books everywhere. The shelves were not in perfect order, and I had lots and lots of books to process in. And they came in, they got them all processed in, they cleaned the library, they reordered the library. It was wonderful.
The program was organized in part by Baylor University, which got a grant from the Corporation for National and Community Service. Students were recruited primarily from West. They had to either be recent high school grads or currently in college, and they got paid for their work and even received a small scholarship at the end of the summer.
So we decided to just make it
over on Main Street in downtown West, Zoe Rankin is painting the front of the old West movie theater.
We painted the inside. We fixed the floor in the ticket booth because there was a hole in it. And that was basically it, other than like cleaning it up. The floors were really dirty.
Zoe is a sophomore at Texas A&M in Commerce, and she's one of a small brigade of West natives who's come back home to work a summer job helping the town recover. The theater she's painting is going to become the theater for the high school and middle school while they rebuild. Beverly Cox teaches theater at West ISD.
I have no theater at this point until we get a new school built. I had nowhere for my students to practice. Nowhere for us to even gather to keep props and to build things. Now I've got a home. You know, I was like a ship in the water. Yeah. So now I have a place to bring my students and we can practice.
The theater had been closed for years, but in the weeks after the explosion, it became the headquarters for citizens who needed supplies or needed to file an insurance claim. Kevin Devers is a senior at Texas A&M, and he's a West native. He'd never been inside the building until it became the recovery center after the blast.
It's a really good experience, and I like it because I'm also helping out the town that I was raised in, and especially after the explosion a year and a half ago, it feels good to kind of give back.
As for the rest of West's recovery, the town has just received final approval from FEMA on a 14-month project to rebuild streets and utilities on the north side of town near the blast site. And Mayor Tommy Mushka is happy that college-bound kids from West came back to help out for the summer.
That tells you the caliber of young people that we have, not only in West, but in Central Texas and this group of kids.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.